Marshall Welton, 10th overall. Good job. I didn't pick you in fantasy. God damn it. Talked about it. Didn't do it. But, hey, man, yeah, great work, especially first moto. I feel like first moto, you came from a ways back. They're blending together, but, yeah.
Yeah, I got some gifts first moto, a few crashes, okay. And just made some, I put myself in position and kind of just made some good moves. And, yeah, 11.9, pumped on it. And I told you I felt good at Washougal. Yeah. I know it's on you. I don't know what more I can do. I said I like Washougal.
You did say that, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? Some of your qualifying times scare me, but I think today was okay.
Not really. 20th again.
Oh, it was? Yeah, okay. So maybe that was it.
Right. I don't know what my deal is with it. We just don't get enough time. It's four laps.
When you got Phil, second moto, how nice did that feel? I mean, you know he's injured. You know he's wounded. But still, fuck you, Phil.
I felt almost sorry that he was not okay. I could see him, just the elbows down, and he was hurting. He could barely walk after moto one. It's like, I want to beat him straight up. Yeah, yeah. You know, I love when I can beat him, but... Yeah, he's like a big brother to me, so it was hard to see him like that. He did give me a hug after Moto 2. He said, great job, and it was kind of like a moment for us.
That's big. Yeah, that's big. We got something, yeah.
He gave me a hug, yeah. It was a lot.
Have you ever
got a hug?
I've never got a hug.
That's pretty big. I never got a hug. I've known him for 10 years.
I paid him money to do the live show last night, like a lot of money for a little bit of live show. You figure he'd hug me for that, but nope.
Yeah, I'd give you a hug for that.
You told me you were good here, or you liked it, but are you normally otherwise okay here, or do you have good past results that are decent at Washougal?
2022 with Suzuki, I think I was 11th. Okay. I battled A-Mart, beat A-Mart, okay. And that was a big moto for me.
That's when Larry wasn't talking to you?
No, that was before Larry's on the team, actually. Okay. Yep. That was when I was a star of the team, actually. Oh, okay. Yeah, and then everything happened, and then I was not good.
Not the star.
Not the star anymore.
Okay, so yeah, because I feel like with this track, guys love it or hate it, and guys do well here or they don't. So you may be one of the guys that, yeah, good here.
I think it's a good racetrack. Yeah. And, you know, I get frustrated sometimes when they overwater in practice and, over-till it and it's messy. But I think this is the exception of a track where it's okay because it dries out a lot here. So I thought they had a great racetrack today. I had a lot of fun. I made a lot of passes. I thought it was a good, you know, you could move left to right. I just get frustrated when they prep the track and you get narrowed into a goat trail and you can't move anywhere. So I thought it was a raceable track. The split lanes were awesome. Yep. Made a lot of passes there. I think we need more of that.
Yeah, it was good. No, it was a good job for you for sure. How was the heat and everything? How'd your fitness feel?
Felt good. I've spent quite a bit of time in Tallahassee, so it's made all this feel not near as bad. Tallahassee is the hottest place I've ever been in my entire life. That humidity will kill an honest man. That's what Seth Rarick told me before I moved there, and then... Yeah. I was like, yeah, all right, I'll just whatever. And then I got there, and it was eye-opening for sure.
Yeah, so I'd rather have the Vegas heat than that.
It's tough.
Good job, man. Keep it up. Real good. Best race of your career in the 450 class, right?
Yeah. Best moto finish and tied best overall.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome. Keep it up, man.
Thanks, Steve. Cool.